evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, March 26, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Blessing Zulu.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the impact of the MTCT split on the forthcoming general elections.
And as usual, to join our discussion, please call us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And on the internet, you can reach us on www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voandebele.com.
Thanks for joining us once again. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And this evening we are talking about the MTCT split and its impact on voters.
Warring MDC leaders Thokozani Kuphe and Nelson Chamisa have parted ways ahead of Zimbabwe's crucial general elections to be held sometime this year between July and August. Kuphe claims that she is the legitimate MDCT leader, though Chamisa was endorsed by the party's National Council, a key decision-making body outside Congress.
Some MTCT supporters fear that the party split will confuse voters in the forthcoming elections. They say the split may give ZANU-PF an upper hand in the polls.
And of course, some are also saying that ZANU-PF gives its own problems with President Robert Mugabe, former President Robert Mugabe, so far refusing to endorse Emmerson Mnangagwa. And some are linking Mr. Mugabe to the newly formed National Patriotic Front, which is, of course, fronted by Ambrose Mutiniri. So, of course, ZANU-PF also has its own problems. But the ones that are even more pronounced in the MTC.
To join the show right now, phone us directly at this number 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Kulabanye abathi konoku kuyakwenza ukuthi ibandlaleli libe lamavoti amalutshwane ngesikhathi sokhetho. Kube njalo labanye abathi hayi, kodwa kuzoze kube njalo ngoba ibandla leZANU-PF lalo lingani lijekwe ngogodo. So ke bathi enxa kungafanana nje. Nxa sebekhangela abantu bathi uNkosazana Thokozani Kuphe lo mnumzana Nelson Chamisa nga kuya ngokuya wabo ngababuyelelana. Kodwa khanya uzani ke akukula into enjalo engaba khona. Pleasant.
Onguka hamawadiwa nasi tutauti tinget chitarisa batamurefu batampupi yanga iri mbato ore MDC ya paguti vaiti aziva kwake maikupe vachiti uo vanenge vachitunga mira chikwata chavo vachamisa vane chimo chikwata vamwaruti zvinogona kukanganisa zvikuru bato iri kana ratarisana ne sarudzo kudai zvekuti kukunda kunenge kuchati netsei uye mapata acho Gibbs anenge awanda 120 something or 113 or whatever anenge awandisa mapata acho arida kukwidza munyika asi hapana chakaipa hanzi ndo democracy the more the merrier saka hatiziye kuti zvinofamba sei asi ndo zviri kuitika nhasi sauti tinge tichitarisa izvo zviri muMDCT kuti zvingakonzere matambudziko akaita sei kuti
I'm happy that you are joined by our first guest, and that is Mr. Pekelizwe Ndlovu. He is a political analyst based in Johannesburg. Mr. Ndlovu, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening. Thank you, Mr. Dube.
Thank you so much, sir.
Now, Mr. Ndlovu, what is your take on this split? I think now it is confirmed.
Yes, the split, some of us expected it because I think we have been saying that the political landscape changes almost every month. So if you look back, you see that the way things were taken up immediately after Morgan's death, or even before his death, when officials almost saw that he was going, they started jostling for space, fighting for that position. And you could see that there was no more professionalism, if you like. People were now really fighting for power and using whatever tool they could use to win power. Muturi on one hand, Chamisa the other, everyone came in. They were talking to Tsvangirai, and Tsvangirai was anointing them as the heir to take over from him. So the foundation itself just made me see and think that this was going to happen, what's happening now. So there's been a lot of selfishness in terms of this fight. They have all not thought of Zimbabwe, but they have thought of the power that comes with the position they are fighting for, especially now, ultimately, having the two of them, Makhube and Chamisa. So there's no one who is innocent there. There's no one who can say, who can come with a holier-than-thou message to say, I did better because in any case, the history of Towazane becoming deputy president can be taken back to the Senate argument when this guy, Welshman, left and Kupe took advantage and came in and became deputy president for self-aggrandizement, not for any collective good. So at the end of the day, what you see is a group of politicians who have become selfish because perhaps they have been fighting in this arena where ZANU-PF has been at the helm. And all ZANU-PF knows to do is to fight selfishly for themselves, to further their own interests. So this culture has been taken off by the MTC. Togozane's trajectory as a politician up to today has been a selfish one. It has been a self-aggrandizement one. Chamisa, on the other hand, has also come in a very selfish way, you know, sneaking in through whatever discussion they had with Morgan Tsvangirai and decided to make him deputy president without going through Congress. So it just needs a critic or anyone observing from outside to read the characters of the people and also read what they have done in the past to predict, without being a prophet, that what is happening now would happen. So for some of us, we knew that this is how Kupe operates. She has been selfish. People can talk of tribalism and things like that. So for her, she can appeal now to the people of Matabeleland and act as if this is a Ndebele Shona issue. That's not the case. There is tribalism in Zimbabwe. But the Towazane Kupe and the Chamisa thing is not necessarily tribalism. So Kupe can run with that script, but it would be deceitful on her part to want to bring in the people of Matabele and then turn this into a Matabele versus Shona a conflict. It's not like that. It's an individual who is selfish, who thinks of herself as a leader and does not want to consider the collective at the end of the day. Same applies to Chamisa. Chamisa has got this excitement about becoming the youngest president in Zimbabwe. Forgot about everything else, the fact that there are other people who have also been there and fighting. And it just runs with the script. Also going to Matabele and promising all sorts of promises that are all lies. So these guys are dancing on the soul of the people of Zimbabwe for their own selfish end, if you ask me. Mm. Both of them.
Mm, thank you, Mr. Ndlovu. I think we are joined by another guest, and that is Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda. He's a political analyst based at Huddersfield University in London. Dr. Sibanda, good evening and welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Dr. Sibanda, are you there?
I'm here. Good evening, and thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you so much, sir. So, tell us a bit about what you think of, concerning this MTC split, especially its impact on voters.
Look, I think that the split may not necessarily have a lot of cause a lot of problems or impact a lot of voters in the immediate effect for as long as we are talking about the 2018 elections. However, I do think that in the long term it builds into this narrative of a Harare headquartered organizations continuously and systematically peeling themselves off and ending up in a manner that ends up appearing as if there's a tribal there are tribal elements to how these organizations are run, and that those issues may be slowly but permanently getting into the psyche of many of Zimbabwe's political activists, and certainly by that virtue drawing itself into the national discourse around Zimbabwe's major tribes.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, from the last election, I think it was clear that though Professor Ncube's party performed dismally, in some constituencies, he was a major factor because ZANU-PF won simply because the opposition was disjointed. Don't you see this happening also in close constituencies?
Well, look, Dr. Kupe is not Professor Osman Ncube. Dr. Kupe is has been expelled together with a hard-working person in the form of Honorable Bebe. But the splits are different in the sense that Professor Ncube was formed a party that had a party that had a lot of senior members of the of Zimbabwe's political elite and all Matabeleland's political elite and Zimbabwe's certainly. But also that if you look at Dr. Kupe and her political machine, how and the time she has to prepare for this election, quite limited. I think that she will have little to no impact at all on the outcome of the elections this year. Certainly, maybe she will have some impact in future elections. Certainly not in 2018.
Yeah, ngamakuchani ke baba Bekilizwe Ndlovu. Ungathi nxa sokhangela ukuthi ikhonoko kwenzakala ku MDC kungenza njani ukuthi nxa sokungena kukhetho akusuze kube le lokuthiwa impact ngesikhiwa ukuthi akusuze kukhathaze yini ngicela ukuthi ngamakuchani.
Ye, ma ukhangela ngengezwa noSibanda uyashala ukuthi asoze abe le impact ngoba ukukhangela from i point of view ukuthi kuyaba le fair election angithi ungakukhangela nami ngakukhangela ngazine izindlela ezimbili ezokuthi if kube le fair election uMakhube angathola 1, 2, 3 votes. Mm-hmm. But generally anyone obheka okhangela
kungani ke ubhekilizwe lapho ifona ke siqhumekile. Sicela ukuthi uthathe khona lapho baba Sibanda. Oh sikhona. Yeah, ngizokuthi ukhona. Isondele efonini ibhekiliswe.
Okay. So bengithi mina manje ngikukhangela ke ngale side isikhathi lokuthi iZANU-PF ivele iplane enye into iphihle enye induku ezayikhipha election siphelile. Kusobala ukuthi uMakhube uza kuba le impact enkulu kakhulu. Mm. Kuma election eZimbabwe ngoba iMDC njengoba besikhuluma nje belikhuluma ngilizwa lalo omunye umnomzana ukuthi amaparty asemanenga kakhulu why emanenga amanye avela hapa amaparty kumele sizibuze nalowo mbuzo ukuthi ubunengi bawo bonobu njengoba sisazi ukuthi uJonathan wakonfesa umoyo wathi yena wayesponsor iMDC umnangagwa ngesikhathi ekhampeni etsholojo wala amaparty amanengi ekugcineni ma iZANU-PF isirigile izashiyeka ithi kanti lalisithi sizadliwa yi-opposition opposition elamaphatha amaningi njani njengoba thina ma kuthiwa sine-split yi-NPF yabo leyi la izano babili but ama-opposition wona mangaki a-100. Mm-hmm. So kuzoba lula ma bedlala ithoro yabo ukuthi bathi bona abantu laba bengazingeke basidle vele njengoba libona so i-impact yamakhuphe-ke khonapho ukuthi la yasplite isisiba nkulu kakhulu. Mm-hmm. I-impact yamanye la maphatha amancane sesiba makhulu kakhulu so at the end of the day i-impact kamakhuphe izoba khona njalo ibe nkulu ikakhulu uma uyibala nge-narrative leyo yokuthi izano vele iphakathi kohlelo lokuriga enduma kupu ya basiza, uchamishu ya basiza ngogulwa, na onke la amanya mapati ama nane, haa basiza, kutukube lulu kutubachelu mshaba, uma election zipe lulu, haobelisi chizajua sijua nga mapati angu 100 njani.
Aha, siya kuzo akulike bambako napo ke pegiliso Ndlovu. What he's saying is that, you know, these parties that are sprouting all over the show may mean that, you know, at the end of the day, Makupe will have some kind of impact on the elections, you know, because she may pick one or two, you know, votes here and there. So, meaning that, you know, ZANU-PF will smile all the way to the bank and say, okay, you actually parceled the win to us, so be it.
Of course, Dr. Kupe did announce a new executive in Bulawayo today to confirm that this split is real. We also have some people responding on our Facebook page. Tina Brian Magumi saruti maeta enyu ndinga fare mgakwanisa kundifonera ndimbopedza shungu dzangu nezvirikuitwa na Mai Kupe na vachamisa uku isu tinoti Mai Kupe vakasununguka kunojoina mamwe mapato akaita sana ZANU-PF. Tina Power Gwande ari kuti haasi kufara nezviri kuitwa na Mai Kupe. Vamwe vanonyora zvekutuka izvozvo hativerenge. Of course, no hate speech or you know, if people decide to discuss other personal issues, not just politics, I think we reserve the right not to read those comments on our radio station. So we urge our listeners to take the opportunity to contribute positively, not to hurl insults at others, and we certainly won't entertain such comments. Morena Zvinoruka, Morena Zvinoruka arikuti pamutemo Mai Kupe vane nyaya, mutemo unogona kunge uri divi ravo, asi chinonetsa ndechekuti havana vanhu. Vanhu muZimbabwe vanoteera munhu mutungamiri chero akatyora mutemo, kana vachimuda vanotarisa divi vochema mangwana kana zvava kuvaremera. Ndizvo zvatakaita navamugabe, ndizvo zvatichaita naChamisa kana vanhu vakasangwara. Power John Ranoti, I have a problem with people who say MDC mune kunetsana. Bring on Love Mo Maduku apatsanure chirahwe chikukutu checonstitution. Achi Mapatso Mash arikuti hapana kunetsana apa, avo vatove kwavo, isu naChamisa wedu tiri kuenda mberi nechirongwa chedu cheNew Zimbabwe. Mandlo Ellis arikuti nyaya iyi maisimbirira chaizvo. Kupe was fired from MDC, so there is no case there. Tinashe Takawira arikuti Mai Kupe vakamiswa basa nedare repamusoro MDC ndokutopera kwavaita, wait and see. Hilarious Collins arikuti ini ndinoti Mai Kupe ngavabude munyanji, chitima cherusununguke chipfuure pasina madisturbances, votaura nhunha dzavo, tabvisa ZANU muutongi hweudzvanyiriri. Nyaradzi Midzi arikuti no problems MDCT, Kupe Bebe and Gutu are not MDCT and MDC is the people. Shedia Maifathi Madau arikuti VOA kungoda kusplita mavotes zvichinzi pane kunetsana kuripo, tauraika zvangwena, atidi vanhu vanoita seZBC. Wow, interesting. Jonathan Muto arikuti ndiyo nyaya yacho, siyai isu tinodzida tinakirwe. Dai iwe dai yaive ZANU-PF ine musoro wenyaya wakadai, maitive VOA vagona basa sebasa, musina divi ramakarerekera. Of course, you are hearing there some actually complaining that you know, Studio 7 is giving too much coverage to this, and it's part of the plot to split votes. But of course, some people are saying that you know, we should continue with the balance, you know, talking about ZANU-PF, talking about the MDC. But of course, we understand it's a topic that is really emotional.
And this is the public sphere, you know, for everybody.
Indeed.
Yes.
Tina mkoma Brian Barunari. Magadi mkoma Brian. Mkoma Brian.
Bina simba magadi niwe imimi.
Aye, watirinani. Murukupi mkoma Brian.
Ndrebu Cape Town, South Africa.
Parise pa Cape Town.
Ah, pari right. Stede, kukure seko.
Kuri bo. Magazo wana mvure, Cape Town kwenyu.
ndizozo asina water restriction ariko.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Brian. Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu panyaya yebata murefu bata mupfupi rimwe MDC.
Yeah, and you know something, Mike Kupe, there's something that is happening between Mike Kupe and ZANU-PF. Ndopakatanga kusumudza maikupe musoro zvinoreva kuti mabasa aitiwa mupati vakabva vakamaramba kudhara
sei vakaramba
maikupe vangari against formation ya alliance haukamiko zvinova kuda kujoina alliance yavakaramba vatsangira vachiri vapendi
havana kuti vada kujoina alliance vari kuti vada kutungamira MDC chete zvealliance ndezvemugodzi matsuru
pachisvika tiri kufamba nechirongwa chaidiwa navatsangira ii chaita kuti vasaya kumusangano vatangira vari vapenyu chii
vaitika havasi kuwirirana nenyaya yealliance vachitiwo vamwe vanhu vaida kupinda mualliance havana vanhu ndiye mutungamiri nevana vake to
vairamba vachiti amwe maalliance havana vanhu handiti which means kuti chinangwa chemushakabvu chaiva chekuti tibatane neamwe maparties kana vachiti vada kutungamirira MDC tisina amwe maparties vari kureva kuti kudini
zvimwe zvavaitaurawo ndezvekuti vamwe vatevedzeri havana kusarudzwa zvakanaka ivo ndo vakasarudzwa kucongress nekudaro vaiona sekuti kana vatsvangirai vasisipo ivo ndo anofanira kutora chigaro
aiwa vainge vaimhanyira kakufunga kazvakadaro tingamanyira kufunga here munhu asati afa kuti akanaka zvofa ndini chazoda iso
aiwa iri bumbiro remutemo kanhai mukoma Brian ndozvaraitaura ndozvavari kutaura ndozvaraitaura
isusu pane nyaya yedu muri panzere patinyazvi kuita kuti before mushakabva shaika maikupe vakaita vakaita misangano yakawanda stereji yekutivhiti yavo musangano yanga yadzikira zvekuti ndio zvinoro kuti vakanga vatisina hanya nemusangano asi pakashaika mushakabvu ndopa vakada kuita ekutivhiti mumusangano why she is the one who is power hungry and why is it ZANU-PF iri so interfere munyaya dzamaikupe vainoziva kuti maikupe she is so weak and evictory kwavari is so easy
Mukoma Brian ndo nyaya dzataitaura dzekutuka vanhu neku kana tisingawirirane nevanhu hatiwirirane navo kwete kuti ndeve ZANU vari wiki vakadai dai dai ai
ndinoda kutaura mafekti sezvari chokwadi sezvachiri
hatidiiyo opinion is not effective Mukoma Brian
ndiriuaopinion
but haasi mafacti opinion but not
support ine support nevanhu candidate nedu irigardless yekuti age kana kuti chii no tuda candidate inodiwa nevanhu a man who is behind the people the majority of the people
tinotenda zvikuru kuma Brian rega itora vamwe vateereri
okay ndinotenda
tinotenda zvikuru that's Brian there in Cape Town South Africa I think he is pro Chamisa and he's saying that you know he feels passionately that Chamisa is the man for the job of course he has got his own reasons I think we are now being joined again by another analyst that is Mr. Sydney Chisi in Harare Mr. Chisi good evening Mr. Chisi we are having problems with that line.
Let's take a call. I think he's there now.
Can you hear me, Mr. Chisi?
Yes, I can hear you. Listen.
Now, Mr. Chisi, some people are saying that with the problems in ZANU-PF, this was the perfect opportunity for the MDC to capitalize. But sadly, this appears to be another on goal with... Madame Kupe and Advocate Chamisa going their separate ways?
Actually, I think what people should understand is that every revolution has got its own moment of evolution.
Mm-hmm. And there is no specific time that those things are supposed to be coming out. What as NDC people should think around really is that it should never depend on the situation in ZANU-PF for it to get into power. Mm-hmm. NDC should have its own single and well-articulated trajectory of how it wants to get into power without necessarily relying on ZANU-PF. Its relationship with the grassroots, its anticipation that it's going to win an election. And the late Morgan Richard Tsvangirai came up with a very critical and important strategy of saying, Msangano wese powered. That is, everything should start at ward level, which is the most, the smallest unit within the political structured process. And if Msangano wese is powered, that means at ward level, you are able to know who is within the party, how you mobilize those people, but how you equally protect your vote at ward level. What has happened between Advocate Chamisa and Dr. Thokozani Kupe, it's an entity which usually happens in the space of when someone huge has left the space. And the immaturity that has been shown, especially on the side of those who think that being a leader of a political party is more important than the people that you lead, which I think is the mistake that Dr. Thokozani Kupe made, that for her, she prioritized being the leader of the MDC without necessarily taking into cognizance the people that she is supposed to lead. So,
but Mr. Chief, on that note, some might argue that if that is the case, if Advocate Chamisa thought that he was that popular, why not call for an extraordinary Congress and let the people decide?
The issue that the reason why we always have a Congress after 5 years, it is because many of Congresses that we have witnessed, maybe save for the Congress of 2006, they have been very divisive. They have left the organization very fractious. And if we're going to do that prior to going into the elections in July, it means that we were going to go into that election a bit disturbed and not as united as we were supposed to do. So the intention of the Congress itself was not going to serve the purpose. However, at the end of the day, people should understand that in the absence of, in the presence of a leadership vacuum, Advocate Chamisa's reasoning was based on how do we deal with the issues of a leadership vacuum more than the disunity that was going to be caused by that purported interest of saying, let's go for a Congress. Yes, there is something that is written within the constitution of MDC, but the interpretation of that, which is written in the constitution of MDC, does not take into cognizance in any election, does not take into cognizance the period of acting for 12 months, does not take into cognizance an imminent death of someone who has been the icon of the movement.
Thank you, Mr. Chisu. Mm-hmm. We'll come back to you. Gibbs, we have
two callers, yes. Slopa Mbonisi, Mbonisi Kunjan. Ngiyaphila kakhulu Mbonisi. So, when you talk about it, nxa ukuthi EMDC is dabuke phakathi, lizavota njani pho?
Angibonga kakhulu ukuthi mnikele na ukuthi ngikhulume. Ngicabanga ukuthi lezi nkokhelo ezimbili ezisele lezi bekufanele ukuthi ngabe zifunde kubaba uthwangelayo ukuthi ubaba uthwangelayo bekade eyiphethe kanjani isikhathi njengomuntu obekade ephethe isikhathi before engakasuki. So njengamanje ngabe kuthiwa kuyenzeka ngabe mhlawumbe kuya-elekthwa kuvotwe ngoba phela i-MDC leyo iphathi yabantu ayisiphathi kaShamisa ayisiphathi kaMakhupe. So uma ngabe bedabukana yini into abazayenzela abantu ngoba sebesikenele i-MDC sekuleyi MDC ngapha sekuleyi MDC ngapha angiboni into abangayenza bona bobabili iy'nkokheli zombili ukuthi yini into abangayenza angiboni
mnjengokuthi
ngabe bangabantu abahlakaniphileyo ngabe bona bafunde kubaba uthwangelayo. Uthwangelayo bengumuntu ade sebenzela isizwe sonke ade ngakhethi ukuthi lo ngumhlobo muntu ongumhlobo. So bona manje bangabe sebedabukana phakathi ngibona ngathi banikeza kakhulu izamthe ukuthi manje isambele yodwa nje ekhethweni ingabi khona nje isambele izokulisa.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mnumzana ongadinela kusasa mbonisi.
Angibonge futhi ukuthi banginikeza la.
Ye, siyabonga kakhulu. So that is Mbonisi. He says that you know, these leaders would have learned something from Mr. Tsvangirai. Because he says Mr. Tsvangirai was a man of the people. Mm-hmm. So, and whenever you talk of the MDC is a people's project. Mm-hmm. So they should have gone and sat down and sorted out matters before, you know, things got out of hand. Mm-hmm. So, Sloba Wajalunko, Mbama Nkomo, Ujan?
Sipilega, Buya Fira Wena.
Sipilega Kulu, Akuposela Konko.
Hayi angibonge kukalithuba. Mina ngokubona kwami ubabu Tsvangirai wayethe wabona ukuthi kufanele ukuthi adinge omunye umuntu onjengoba kutshamisa emveni kukamama makhulu. Isifiso sokuthi umuntu wesifazane akuse sasikhona kubabu Tsvangirai. Kodwa kukhona umama athi esethe wakwenza ubabu Tsvangirai wasebona ukuthi uthi lapha ngathi nginahla abantu ngcono ngifuna omunye umuntu. So njengokuthi mama makhuphela angicabangi ukuthi bese kulungele ukuthi angathi kubusilisa ukubona kwami.
Kodwa ke nxa sokuyavota ke akulankinga kwami.
Inkinga yona singathandi ukuthi kube khona, kodwa ke bekufanele ukuthi mangabe umdala enesiqiniseko sokuthi athi yena ufuna ukuthi kube nokhetho olulungileyo olusele avulele inasika ama platforms njengama television ukwazi ukuthi amanye amaphathi akwazi ukukhuluma kuze nalabo abangakwazi ukuthi bangene kuma internet nani bakwazi ukubona ukuthi no umuntu esingamvotela nawo umuntu esimele ukuthi esingibhekele ukuthi asilethele ukuphumula eZimbabwe nami ukuphumula sekuseduzane kodwa mama makhulu izokuphambanisa
ngabe sigangela sibili ungangena ku ballot box uthole Tokozani Kupe, Nelson Chamisa, kwa kupale MDCT. Kwa ya votu tini mwana?
Kasi uchamisa. Uchamisa mboni ngati slungi ele nina. Mama Kupe, kutahala njena etaka tukwa lele litaba. Kwa venye lanta bachi pa yenzi. Uchamisa nina sile temba le kutu sile teri kumula njena banta bachi.
Hai, siya mwana. Kupe, katisa mwana for 10 seconds.
Manje sithila sila egoli kuningi esihlangane lakho ubuhlungu obunzima kakhulu. I-payslip sina siqala ukuyazela lapha egoli sinikezwe singathi kubize ngokuthi ngama-peanuts. Konke lokho kuyindaba zabantu abadala. So sicabanga ukuthi umuntu omusha angasilethela okungcono thina ngokubona kwethu.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu ke ungadinela kusasa baba Nkomo. Bye bye.
Hayi, siyabonga nathi.
So that is Mr. Nkomo. He's actually saying that Tsvangirai had some kind of vision, you know, it didn't like the way Kupi was handling issues. So that's why he was favoring Nelson Chamisa. And this gentleman, Mr. Nkomo, actually favors a young man like Nelson Chamisa. He says, well, if ever there is, you are given two ballot papers, let's say a ballot paper, with two presidential candidates, both for the MDCT, he will perhaps vote for Nelson Chamisa. Since he's young, Tokozani Kupi has been there for a long time, but I know they started almost at the same time with Nelson and Chamisa. So, but if it was Nelson Chamisa.
Of course, Kupe is not that old as they want us to believe. Let's go to Dr. Smanda. Dr. Smanda, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
Can you respond to what Mr. Chisi said there, that, you know, the strategy for the MDC might be that, you know, they shouldn't be concerned much about what their opponents are doing. But I thought Napoleon said, if you see your enemy making a mistake, don't interrupt him. Are they not interrupting ZANU-PF? Dr. Smanda?
Yes, Mama.
Yes, I was saying that the MDC is saying it's not concerned that much with the goings on in ZANU-PF. They believe that their strategy of winning elections must work whether ZANU-PF is splitting votes or not. We have seen, of course, the Ambrose Mutini faction, and of course, backed by former President Robert Mugabe. And I had asked Mr. Chisi if they are not missing that opportunity that is being presented to them by their opponents by also splitting.
I think that, as one of your listeners said, maybe in my view, they certainly not much that's lost in this case by the split that's taking place in the MDCT, given the alternative that Dr. Kupe wanted imposed. Because having Dr. Kupe in this case, or uniting her with her, regardless of the situation, would have meant that the MDC would have had to agree not to unite with its other MDC organizations that split out of it. And those themselves had a vote. So you had to make a clever calculation as to say, how many voters are we likely to lose if when Dr. Kupe leaves, if she takes some with her? Is she going to take out more people than the number of people we're going to get through uniting with the alliance? So it was a give and take situation. And I think in this case, the loss that you get with Dr. Kupe is heavily subdued by the benefit that you get out of getting into an alliance. So it seems okay. But regardless of that, this is not to discount the fact that perhaps the argument that Dr. Kupe has at the end with regards to the constitution and the constitutionality of the manner in which President Chamisa takes power is questionable. That argument is not discounted. But you also have to look back and say, is she making this nice argument out of expedience? Because in fact, even before Chamisa took over the reins of the party, she was already in disagreement with the party on the subject of the alliance. So Chamisa becomes the secondary subject, and the constitution becomes the third subject. So you're already going to, or facing a serious choice here, that Chamisa was given to the party, which is whether or not to have an alliance or to keep her. So she equated herself to an alliance, and I think it's a good decision to decide that she certainly gained way more than the alliance. But the question of the constitutionality of the rise of President Chamisa is something that we should debate. And I think one of your listeners put it quite candidly, that perhaps Zimbabweans have a problem with a situation of getting excited in particular ideas and forgetting that they need to follow their own laws, their own constitutions. All these opinions, and you rightly put it there, all these opinions about why Cooper left and about why she's doing what she's doing without looking at the facts of the matter, which are that there is a challenge with the constitutionality, and that President Chamisa could have easily averted this by going to a Congress.
Thank you so much. Do we still have Mr. Ndlovu? Mr. Ndlovu?
Yeah, hello.
Yes. Now, looking at this alliance, Dr. Banda is saying that, bringing the alliance might actually be beneficial to the MDC, looking at the broader picture. Are you of the same opinion? Because we have even heard some in that alliance complaining. Mr. Jacob Ngarivume was saying that the grabbing of seats that they'd been allocated is started the MDC. He was actually accusing the MDCT of doing that. How strong is this alliance?
I think his phone is cut off. Eh?
We'll try to.
Are you there, Mr. Lobo?
Yeah.
Oh, he's
I'm here.
Okay, how strong is the alliance?
So I was saying there were fights already even before Moke and Tsvangirai died, for example, between Obed Kutu and Tendai Bit. So the alliance is not strong at all. And one of the reasons why Dr. Kupe felt aggrieved was the fact that she was saying Welshman Nube does not have any people, so why bring him to the alliance as if he's bringing any advantage? So it has a lot of problems already. But be that as it may, what we are saying is reading it from, I remember I said I'm reading it through two lanes. The first lane is if the ground is even, then there are free and fair elections. Yes, the alliance could have spoken, resolved their conflicts, and perhaps presented the big fight. against ZANU-PF. But then reading through the other lens of ZANU-PF sneakingly watching from a distance and enjoying the fact that there are divisions there, and then also deciding to take advantage of that, especially if they are going to run with the rigging tactic.
Mm-hmm.
The alliance then is a waste of time, whether united or not united, but weaker if not united. And also if Coupe is not part of it, it's weaker. It presents ZANU-PF with a very good reason to rig and say, yeah, look at them. They were divided. How did you expect them to beat us?
Thank you so much. Tinemwe mtereri vatakawira magadi.
Ofara magadi.
I was still wadi. Tipio mfungwa zenyu vatakawira.
The politics in Zimbabwe is not making sense.
That's right.
No. Especially what in America, where my politicians are. I know it's very evil. Tikatarisa Mike Tonga anitenda yakareba vasiri kupinda misangano ya NDC. Ni vatangire vadiro pe. Mike Tonga aziri kuya kumisangano. Vaitora that madhizi nanga kuitwa na president angere vanga vasiri kuiza nao. Takazonzwa vakupi vakuda kutora power muchiri monge president wa. Vakanga vasiri kuatenda ma meetings. Azireli chini kwa munu uwa rukungo dao power bati. Iyo wanafana kushuona wakuti anu azireli. Andi maona. Vani wakaratuza chido kuna wachamiza, wakaratuza shungu na wachamiza pozi. Wachamiza ndiye munu wanani kuna kutimbisa ndiye. Andi maona.
Aywa, tino tenda zukuru wa masinyani ne kupinda mshirongo wa chedu. There were callers Mazinyani saying that even before Mr. Tsvangirai died, may God bless his soul, there were already divisions in the party, and he's saying he's surprised that after the death, that's when Dr. Coupe came back to say, I want to lead the MDCT outfit. That is on
yes, we've got memory Nkomo okulapha ke ku VOA Studio 7 lingakhohlwa ke ukuthi siku VOA Studio 7 VOA Shona le VOA Indebele. So ke memory Nkomo writes, vote Dr. Nkosana Moyo. He has no drama. MTCCs are full of drama. Then Stanford B always says, I have something to say, let me say it right now, so can you call me, but he didn't leave his number. So leave us your number, say. And then Salani says, Gunjan Tube, I'm watching you from Cherundu. That's where we are now.
Let's go to Mr. Chisi. Mr. Chisi, is it that Zimbabwe is not ready for a woman president?
Blessing, I think that question is a bit tricky. One thing that we are supposed to be looking at is not really about Zimbabwe not ready for a woman's president. And if we reduce it to a gender issue, then we are missing the point. Really, I think the elections in Zimbabwe have always been centered around numbers and crowd pullers. You know very well in 1999 when Morgan Tsvangirai was made the president of MDC, people were saying he's not learned, anachikoro, and all those things. But as time went on, we actually realized that education in Zimbabwean politics and in terms of leadership and trajectory where things were going was not really an issue, and Morgan Tsvangirai managed to mature along the way to become one of the icons of opposition democracy in Africa. So when we look at the issue of Zimbabweans being prepared for a, or not being prepared for a female president, it should not be looked from a gender perspective, but should be looked at how does it bring in what people are anticipating? And people are desperate for change. And if you want to look at the behavior of Thokozani Khube, I think post-2014 Congress of the NDC, you could see that half the time she had reduced herself to become more of a regional leader than a national leader. She would be concerned about what is happening in a ward in Mavwegwe than something that is happening at a national level. So the moment you...
But, Mr. Chisi, was it not because, I mean, can you fault her for doing that? This is coming after the split with Professor Woshmi Ncube, and many people were afraid that the MDC was going to lose that Matabeleland vote, and therefore Khube was deployed there to try and show up the vote.
No. Actually, post the split with Professor Woshmi Ncube, there were serious cadres who were in Mlawayo who could drive the party more than Khube could have done as an individual. Remember, there was Gertrude Mthombeni, there was Faith Omoyo, there was Thamsanqa Mahlangu, there was Tavita Khumalo, you name them. People who stood by MT all the way through. What Soko could have actually done better was to separate yourself from what is happening, what was happening at a regional level, understood, yes, what was happening within a kit and kin, but also to remain a national figure, such that even today, if she was going to wake up and say she wants now to lead MDC, people would not look at it from a tribal connotation or from a gender connotation, but look at it as a person who has been present at a national level. Like what Dr. Spanda said, she has been absent from the national discourse which was taking place at Harvest House for quite a long time, to such an extent that MDC started not respecting its constitution to accommodate Soko and not firing her. Such that even today, if she says MDC is not respecting the constitution, it has always not been respecting the constitution to save her soul from being fired. And today, MDC decides to respect the constitution and then getting rid of her. It should not come as a surprise. It should not come as a gender issue. It is basically a leadership issue that lagged in her own perspective and imagination.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Spanda, you are itching to say something.
Yeah, you know, my heart sinks when I listen to this. It's 2018, and you have an MDC that started off with very strong individuals who are females. You had Lucia Mativenga, whose cadership is unquestionable. She's out there because she didn't agree with the leadership. If you look at Dr. Thokozani Khube, yes, she does not have the leadership credentials. She was the, she was the accidental vice president who had it because somebody had to represent Matabeleland in the MDC executive, and all the leadership that had existed before and had some credence had left the MDC with the split in 2005. But that does not explain why, after she had been elected as a vice president, first female vice president of the party, the president of the party decided to appoint two males into that position and completely drown that gender parity within the presidency. So the issue of gender is fair and square in the middle of politics. You have people like Priscilla Musiairambwe, a renowned cadre of Zimbabwe liberation struggle, struggle for democracy, who was right at the forefront even before President Morgan Tsvangirai was challenging Mugabe. Musiairambwe was already doing this with Zanu Nonga. So you have all these female cadres who I worked with at the beginning of this struggle for democracy, who many of us worked with, who now have been sidelined out of the mainstream of the party and the opposition. So certainly, it is very clear that the question of gender is very important. Up to today, nobody can explain exactly why the MDC ended up with two vice presidents who were appointed rather than elected. And that cannot be ignored, and ignoring that is seriously ignoring the feature itself.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Zilobaba ke umbuso siso kanye lo Stanford Hobe. So ke sathatha u Stanford Hobe kuqala. Stanford Hobe kunjani?
Yaphila baba kunjani?
Siyaphila kakhulu, phosela kumnumzana.
Yebo baba. Yeah, mna ndatshela nje kancane ukuthi ngike ngikhulume ngiphendule kule into esikhuluma ngayo abantu abasanda ukukhuluma manje. Indlela abakhuluma ngayo bona badumisa kakhulu kwakuTsvangirai, kodwa akulaqiniso kule nto abayikhulumayo. If we are to look at Mr. Tsvangirai yena ngokwakhe, is this reason why kunama esinawo namhlanje? Le nto yokungalandelwa komthetho kwe-Constitution ayiqalanga manje, yaqala kudala. Usakhumbula ukuthi isplit ka-2005 yabangelwa ukuthi yena azange avume into yaphuma kuhlelo lokukhetha iwishi zabantu ababevuthele laphana bezakwenzile ukuza ikwenzenza futhi i-majority team yena akazange ayivume. Secondly, nguye futhi obuye ne-problem yokukhetha ama-vice president amabili phezulu kaThokozani Gubowa ephethe i-Congress. Lawa abantu abathi uKhuphe akafuni intando yabantu banamanga bakhuluma iqiniso. Intando yabantu yayizabonakala nge-Congress eyiyona abayibalekelayo bona eshanisa sezithetha eceleni. And intando yabantu ayibonwa nge-mob psychology leyo asayibonisenzakala emveni kaTsvangirai. What happened parufupayazo ukuthi vanhu vaka mayuti kana tanenge atengerwa mbanje kana kuti vanenge vakatengerwa duru vourowa vanhu kunzipo zvipo zvevanhu handizvo zvipo zvevanhu intando yavantu ibonakala ngokhetho lwe-Congress. So intando yavantu ekhuluma ngayo lapha asiyiqondi ukuthi bakhuluma ngayo. So enye into ndiyengayisho mna kuthi indlela ehamba ngayo i-NDC okwamanje ifana kanye naleya esibona ku-ZANU PF ukuthi umgabe wayesithi ma ngabona sokungafika isikhathi se-Congress athi amayuti nama-veterans ngamatshe bathi bafuna umgabe aphinde abe yi-candidate ye-ZANU PF kunext Congress. Then masekuthiwa ku-Congress laphana kuthiwe hhayi into ye-succession vele ayisekho ku-agenda because abantu sebekhulumile bathi bafuna umgabe. So akuphela umuntu ozavele akusukumisisandla atheni funa kunominathwa nomuntu omunye unominatha omunye umuntu. So uyathola ukuthi yiyo vele indlela ehamba ngayo i-NDCT. So angazi ukuthi zathi zayithola kuphi thina i-opposition elandela umthetho elandela i-constitution yayo because uma lingakwazi ukulandela i-constitution yena mani ngabayi-ruling party kucacile vele ukuthi rule of law soze siyithole ekhansiyeni because aliyazi into eliyenzayo.
Hayi, siyabuza kakhulu. So in brief you're saying that you know basically the MDCT is flouting all these regulations and it doesn't make sense to you, right? Siyabonga kakhulu ke mnumzane owathi nakusasa. So ke yes, we've got Mr. Mbuso Siso. This guy belongs to the MDC led by Professor Oshaman Ncube. And maybe Thokozani Gubowa was protesting because of the presence of Mr. Ncube. So maybe we can nail him on that kind of agenda.
Is he on the line?
Yes,
Mr. Siso. Mr. Siso?
Yebo, ngiyabonga.
Ngiyaphila. What is your take on this split? Is it because Umcika Fundo, Professor Ncube is back?
Yeah. Engikubonayo nge-split leso esenzakalayo sibangelwe ngomunye umuntu ongazange afune sorry baba sibangelwe ngomunye umuntu ongazange afune ukuthi alandele okudecidwe yilokhu zini yi-National Council njalo okudecidwe yi-sending committee njalo umuntu obone ngono ukuthi engayi emhlanganweni akade kumele aye kuyo for the past 9 months ebese sithi yena ma esexotshiwe abesekhala ngokuthi kungani kwenzakele khonokho emapeshazi ukubona azange ayilandele imithetho eyephathi. Okokuqala, usisi utho akazange akhulumisane no-Morgan Tsvangirai ekuqaleni kwakhe egula for the past 9 months. Waze yahlala i-standing committee. I-standing committee ubaba uTsvangirai esebhubhile akazange aye kulokhu zenini emhlanganweni yonke e-standing committee. Kuthe kunjalo waba le mhlangano e-National Council futhi egoqela amalunga wonke
awebandla le-MDCT ilizwe lonke jikelele akazange abe khona. Waphinde wabizwa ukubana akubuye kuzokhuluna azokutsho izikhalazo zakhe ukuthi kungabe kuyikuyini okwenza angazihlani labanye abantu asebenza lapho wala uya khona. Okucine kuthiya i-National Council isiba lesinqumo esithathayo esokuthi imethule isikhundla sakhe ngoba bazamile wonke amaqhinga okuthi babuye ku-National Council xa kukhulunywa ngodaba lolu lukapresident, babuye ku-National Council kukhulunywa ngodaba babuye ku-standing committee kukhulunywa ngodaba lokhetho lukapresident after ukubhubha kwababa uMokoena.
Kodwa-ke nxa singakubuza-ke khonapho-ke Siso ukuthi ubaba Welshman kule khonoko ukuthi abantu bathi ukubuya kwa-Welshman yikho kwenzeka kwaba le nkinga leyi kumakhuphe sebalekesiyalale 10 seconds siyakunika khona boqedisa.
Alright, ukubuya kwababa uWelshman kube yisifiso esenzakala ubaba ubaba uMorgan Tsvangirai engakathiwi lo mhlaba. Wabiza wonke amabandla ayesebenza nawo kanye namanye amabandla amatsha abakhona ukuthi sihambeni kukhetho oluzayo siyimbumba siyinto eyi-1. Ubaba uWelshman wahamba, umama uMakhuphe wangamphathi kahle ukuthi uWelshman usekhona emabandleni lawo ahlanganayo ukubana ayeqoba isitha esiyizalo PF ngo-2018.
Sekubambe khonapho-ke umlomo. So all what he's saying is no, Welshman came in because Mr. Tsvangirai wanted all the MDCs and other parties to join together. Not that Professor Welshman Ncube actually made Khuphe to run away. He says, no, that's not the case. So I guess we've got a call.
Baba Muzi. Baba Muzi, kunjani?
Yebo, linjani?
Ngapi la kuluma?
Yeah, I've just two quick comments here. I've just been listening. If Dr. Khuphe managed to schedule her Congress in April, I don't understand why then Chamisa could not also be part of a Congress before the elections, because that would still give 2 months of a time for campaigning, and we would have an actually united front of MDC. Okay, but then again, I have another second outlook of this whole impasse. Let's look at Dr. Khuphe and Chamisa as maybe the presidential MDCT primaries, like in the USA here, where we have two candidates from the same party contesting for a presidential position. And this will actually give, this may actually be an introduction to true democratic evaluation of a candidate in Africa, if we actually started with Chamisa and Khuphe, because we have seen that Obama started as an underdog and exposing other shenanigans of other candidates who ended up dropping off made Obama become the victor. So maybe if we actually let the two continue and start doing their rallies and stuff, who knows, this populism that Chamisa has may just drop off, because ZANU-PF may expose some things about Chamisa, and ZANU-PF may expose something about Makhuphe, or Chamisa may expose something about Makhuphe. Makhuphe may do the same. That is a true evaluation of a candidate, and we may be introducing the presidential primaries in Africa, and they start today in Zimbabwe.
But is it not the question of time, Mr. Ncube? Yeah, time. Can they do all that and go for elections in 3 months?
Well, it's yes, we can.
Okay, thank you, Moses.
We can.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah. We want to thank Mr. Bekilizwe Dlovu, our guest, Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda, also Mr. Mbuso Siso, and also Mr. Sydney Chisi.
Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C., saying bye-bye.
And this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu. Good night, Zimbabwe.